I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kiss Country 99.9. Good morning. We are TC and Dina B. And on the phone right now, it is Kimberly Perry. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm so good. Good to talk to you.
It is so good to talk to you. It feels like we're talking to a family member that like moved overseas for a cool job for a while and then came back. Kimberly, why is now the time for you to make your triumphant comeback to country music?
You know, so much has changed. First of all, so good to talk to you. It's good to be home. So much has changed in my life over the past couple years. I mean, I'm looking at a very different every day than I did even in 2020. I've gotten married since then. I met my husband in October of 2020. We eloped to Vegas for a midnight ceremony 8 months later. we moved to Nashville together for the first time ever. I've dreamed of this since I was like 8 years old and just never have properly lived in the town. And we moved here. We're expecting a baby, and I think it just is such a full circle moment in my life. You know, it's been a really wild journey for the past handful of years, and my creativity took me in a million different directions, but it's been great to get back to my core and to understand who I am as a singer-songwriter and get to be in this town with so many of my heroes, and that's really informed my decision that, that now's the time.
Well, we're so happy that you made your way back. I can't tell you how many times we'd play a song and be like, God, we miss them. Or, God, you know, when can they drop a song for us again? So it is definitely well needed. What made you want to do part two of If I Die Young, though? Did you feel like it needed like a sequel?
Yeah, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine. We were grabbing coffee last summer, and she was asking me all these questions about the origin of the original version of If I Die Young, which I wrote by myself over in East Tennessee when I was in my early 20s. And she was like, what were you thinking about? Where did that come from? And she just had this moment where she stopped drinking her coffee and she looked at me and she was like, wait a second, have you ever thought about doing a sequel, like a part two, if you will, but from the perspective of the girl over a decade later that didn't die young? Like, I want to hear that story. And when she said that, it was like a light bulb went off in my mind and in my heart. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to write that. And then I procrastinated for several months, right down to the wire. In fact, 48 hours before we went in to cut the first half of this Bloom project with the band, I sat with Jimmy Robbins and Nicole Galyon, a couple of my good songwriting friends here, and we wrote part two. And it was just like, I have to speak to the things that I feel differently about now. Yeah. And I think the most profound difference between now and then is the line at the end of the chorus. It says, now I know there's no such thing as enough time.
It's so true. It is a beautiful moment. You've been speaking about moments. You did mention you and your husband are expecting a baby. Number one, congratulations.
Thank you.
Number two, though, with you being, and we've known forever how artsy and how just talented you are, how artsy and talented is or is the gender reveal going to be?
Well, apparently I accidentally revealed the gender last week during an interview. So not that artsy. We are having a little boy.
We missed it. Okay, so you are having a what now?
I'm having a little boy.
Aww.
The last week of August. Yeah, we're so excited.
Okay, so maybe this week you want to mess up and tell us the name.
His name is going to be Whitaker James Costello.
Oh, Whitaker!
What a beautiful name.
I love that.
Thank you so much. And I'm just, his dad is 6'5 and a bleach blonde, and he plays... I met him when he was in a country punk rock band down in Austin.
Okay.
So we're hoping that the genetics of little baby boy are going to be a free-spirited, whimsical little music baby. We're hoping for.
It can't hurt. I'll tell you that much. You guys have musical genes on both sides, obviously. And we'd be remiss if we didn't ask, how are your brothers doing?
They're doing so good. Neil just got engaged back at the first of the year. And Reed is getting married here in a few weeks, you guys. So
nice.
They're doing great.
Nice.
And they say hello.
Does it feel a little weird being by your lonesome? Like, is it a little kind of like nerves, like starting over again for you now without them?
No, I'll be honest. I feel so at home. in my own skin more than ever before. And I think I've thought a lot about why that is. I think it's about adding commas to my life situation. I've gone from being, you know, a daughter and a sister. I'm also a mother and a wife now. And I just personally have found so much empowerment in that and a lot of ownership. So I don't know. This seems like just a really confident season for me, and I'm super thrilled to be home and just to be back and all the things.
Well, let us just say your voice has been missed on country radio so much. One of the best vocalists ever since you started. We know we've already been playing If I Die Young Part 2. Cannot wait to hear what else is coming from Bloom. June 9th is that date, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, it was so nice catching up with you. Hopefully we see you in person again soon and get you up on a stage soon so we could, you know, rock out with you too.
Absolutely. I can't wait, you guys. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.